Okay, please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, after that start, we'll have to go through this. No action was taken in closed session, so there's nothing to report. And we'll turn it over to our student representative to the Board of Trustees, Michelle Yang.
Hi.
Okay.
Should I start over? I'm just kidding. All right. Musicality is a vocal concert, student-ran and directed show, and will be happening this January 12th. We are having another community meeting next week, celebrating Multicultural Month. There will be dances, performances, and music. And then in terms of fundraisers, the PTSA is currently conducting a clothing drive. Parents can drop off discarded clothing at the MCAA office on Wednesdays. And that's it. I didn't get any reports from Lyndhurst High or Marysville.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What was the number of the
316 out of 371. 85% of the school. Yep, that's it.
Comments from board members. Mr. Boom? Oh, school report. Okay, I'm sorry, school report, South Lyndhurst continuation.
Check. Good evening, and thank you to the Marysville Joint Unified School District Board of Trustees for the opportunity to share South Lyndhurst High School with you this evening. This year has truly been a year of change, change in the way that our students perceive themselves from negative to positive, change that we're trying to get within our community about Continuation High School and our South Lyndhurst students, and changes to the overall program itself as we try to move towards a school of excellence and a model continuation site in the future. As principal of South Lyndhurst High School, I'm extremely proud of our students for their hard work and determination to reach their credit goals and be involved in our local community. At the same time, I'm equally proud of our staff for their guidance that they provided to our students each day, and I look forward to seeing where it grows from here. I'd like to take a moment first to acknowledge our FFA leadership students and our teacher and parents that are present from South Lyndhurst. This is a small snapshot of the commitment and pride that I've seen throughout the school year at South Lyndhurst this year. There are five elements of a model continuation site in my mind, and we are striving to get to excellence in each of these five categories, and this will ultimately be the driving force each year as we set our goals in the areas of academics, guidance, community, culture, and safety. We are currently in year one of our overall plan, and this has been a transitional year for us as we made a lot of program and systemic changes to the program as we are building the foundation for what we want this program to be. We are focusing on the culture of our school site, being involved in our school community as well as outside of our school, establishing that connection with the outside community, and providing guidance on a daily basis to our students so that we can keep them on track and provide them with opportunities. As we move into year two, we will refine those five focus areas and really focus on instruction in the areas of engagement and active participation, and those informal assessments, those daily assessments, so that we can judge what our students truly understand. In year three, we'll ramp up the rigor for instruction and assessment so we can assess those lifelong skills that will translate to college and career pathways. Again, this year is laying the foundation. We've made a lot of program changes and systemic changes. The systemic changes for consistencies, establishing procedures and routines for just about every element of the program. The way in which we earn credit has been communicated to students, parents, and staff. The referral process for earning additional credit beyond the seat time program, as well as a referral process for students coming from the comprehensive sites over to our program. We have set enrollment periods now so that we do not disrupt the learning environment at our own sites. So we have set enrollment periods each quarter that our comprehensive sites can refer students over so we do not distract our teachers from teaching at a high level. In terms of program changes, one of the largest changes we made was from moving from a semester system to a quarter system. This allowed our students to gain immediate feedback more often, four times in a year versus two. Student transcripts are updated each quarter, and students are able to see the ground that they are making and be able to accomplish and set goals that are even higher the next quarter. We changed our master schedule so that we can include a guidance period. One 25-minute period each week is set aside for our teachers and students to build relationships and ultimately be able to set goals at the beginning of the quarter, track their progress, and then reflect at the end of the quarter about how many credits they did earn. We look to expand the effectiveness of this guidance period as we move further, providing guest speakers for our students as well. Our FFA program has been one of the most important pieces of our school as it provides activities within the school and outside of it. We established ASB this year for those student-based activities and fundraisers, to channel the funds cleanly. We are year one PBIS. We wanted to start this year with a positive school culture and climate. So we had to establish positive expectations across the board, and PBIS has provided that avenue for us. And we are focusing on the positive. In terms of academics, we've expanded our online Plato program each quarter this school year. We've integrated technology. As you can see in the picture, we have 27 desktop computer labs that we put in with site money over the summer for our online program. We've integrated technology by getting Chromebook carts for every classroom, and we are integrating Google Classroom and Google Drive within those classrooms. We are also keeping a focus on writing and being able to communicate verbally through discussion and debate, because that is Common Core, and those are skills that will translate to the next level. And we are also promoting concurrent enrollment through Yuba College and Lyndhurst High School. As you can see on this slide here, we've increased the amount of students that we have enrolled at Yuba College each semester from 5 in the first to the 12 in the second semester this year. Each student is taking at least one or more. I have one student that's taking 3 Yuba College courses while being enrolled with us. Also, Lyndhurst ROP classes from 11 to 16. Again, multiple students taking 2 or 3 classes at Lyndhurst High School while being enrolled with us. Our online Plato program has increased each quarter. We started small and offered 10 classes and did really, really well with those 10 classes. And in the second quarter, we added more, and third quarter, even more. 72% of our students are now taking the online Plato courses. The nice thing about this is they can access it 24 hours a day from our school website, but we do mandate that they have one period of lab time to work on it during the school day. We are offering A3G coursework through this program, some CTE courses, and all of our elective fine art, PE, vocational, and health credits are earned in this format. One of the biggest bangs for our buck this year was the infusion and focus on community, both community within our school through school-based activities as well as outreach activities. What you see tonight is as our students being involved in our school beyond our school. And so we are trying to constantly increase that. Students are able to earn elective credit based on the number of hours of community service that they put in. But we've been able to be involved in Johnson Park Elementary School, Shady Creek Outdoor Camp, doing donation drives for those in need, the fire victims, as well as providing meals and Christmas trees during the holidays. And I'm very proud of that. We also wanted to increase parental involvement in our school to create a team so that we can help our students in all directions. Our site council has increased by 200% this year. We had over 20 parents and students attend our first couple site council meetings this year, and that's been a great start. We also established an EL parent group in which we meet with our EL population, our second language learners, to provide intervention as well as communicate what we're doing for their students and get their feedback as well. And last but certainly not least, we are accessing local resources to bring into our school and bring them on our campus. And the reason for that is because a lot of times our students aren't going to take that step to go somewhere else to access those resources, but we'll bring it to them. And we did have a career day for the very first time on November 19th, and we had 24 different college or career vendors and 14 different guest speakers present that day. And we've had several students enroll at Cambridge College, military, taking the ASVAB, and enrolling at Yuba College and other programs. In terms of culture and guidance, thank you to LCAP funding and board approval of a guidance counselor shared with Community Day. Mr. Tarrant has been an outstanding addition for us. Selfishly, I would like to have him full-time. However, I'm very happy to have him half-time. Student support specialist Ms. Elizabeth Huerta has been, we utilized Title I money last year to create this position, but she has been the person that started our EL parent group for us and provided EL intervention, our second language learners, as well as support in the lab and our community liaison for bringing in community resources and guest speakers. Mr. Tarrant and Ms. Huerta work hand-in-hand in providing workshops, as you can see at the bottom there. We are currently, in this semester, providing FAFSA, financial aid workshops, for our seniors who are on the verge of graduating. And today we started resume building, job search, and job interviews for those students, and we're going to bring in Wells Fargo in March to do mock interviews for those students. In terms of incentives and rewards, we've expanded it a lot this year. Every week, month, and quarter, we reward our students, giving them positive feedback. And probably the most prestigious incentive for us has been our Knight Scholars Club. If they earn 20 or more credits in a quarter, they are honored at our quarter awards assembly and are taken on a field trip. So we took 32 students to Shady Creek Outdoor Camp for team building first quarter, and we took 34 to Chico State last week. And it's been great. I'm done talking. So at this point in time, I'm going to show you guys a short video that gives you a visual of what we've been able to accomplish so far this semester. I'm very proud of our students, and hopefully you enjoy it.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. By the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness.
Questions?
Great job.
Thank you.
Comments from board members?
Thank you for coming tonight. Welcome. Jessie Brown, I've known her since she was about 8, and I've seen her work her way all the way up through school, be very involved with FFA. And there are a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunities in the agricultural industry, especially in California, Central California. So stay involved. Thank you for coming, and thank you for being involved in your school.
Okay, Mr. Rasmussen.
Mr. Jones, I would also like to say thank you, and kids, thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm a firm believer that we must, as board members, inspect what we expect. And I visited Mr. Jones several times, and the change that I'm seeing there, amazing. What he said on there, they're doing everything. He has a passion for that school, and I'm proud of the fact that he's come through our school system. First time I really talked to Mr. Jones when he was teaching at McKinney, and I was in his classroom several times. He always had a vision. He knew where he was going. You never walked in a classroom that they were not right on task. They knew where they were going. And I knew that wherever he became administrator, he was doing an amazing job. He has changed the culture of that school. It is amazing. Another item is on the Administrator of the Year dinner. We honored Jolie Carrion, and Gary Cena wrote a very good recommendation for the things that she did. And the one of the things that stuck in my mind, he said, our schools are safer because of you. And we saw that with the things that went on Thursday and Friday last week. And I got a notice from CSBA, this is happening all across the state now. We're having these kind of threats, and they're just stretching our law enforcement. But it was really a good dinner. Jolie does the PBIS, and it's very noticeable that PBIS is making a difference. I was at Yuba Gardens when the students came in watching the band play. What a change out at that school. When the ladies sang the national anthem, you could have heard a pin drop. The culture change out there is amazing, but they gave a lot of credit to the PBIS and the funding we put in the band. Also, Johnson Park, they're a PBIS school, and when I visited there, they were doing their spelling bee, and you could see the kids were in tone. Kids know what they know when they're taught by the adults, and it takes good visionary for these schools, and we're very lucky we have visionaries that we have leading a lot of our schools now.
Thank you. Mr. Danimal?
Mr. Jones, nice job out of South Lyndhurst. FFA, you're looking very good. I would like to suggest that our principals, Michelle tonight, our student rep, did not have reports from our other high schools. So however that liaison is breaking down between our high school and the student rep, we'd like to know how the other schools are doing, the other high schools are doing. Great job on the decathlon this weekend. I had an opportunity to judge part of it. I'm a little sad that I'm sitting here this evening not knowing who won. Okay.
Mr. Crawford?
All right. Very nice. Other than that,
Mr. Crawford?
Great job, Mr. Jones. And ladies, be sure to say hi to Mr. Lowe for me tomorrow, would you? I was with his wife, Becky. I was in his wedding party many years ago. Remind him of that, would you? Then on another note, a long time ago, I had hair then. So, a lot more. Another part that I very rarely get a chance to stay for a while and visit in our district was last Thursday I went to Kathy's grounds department. And I really got a feel from 7 in the morning on how those people work so hard with the trucks coming in and the milks going out to the school, food here, and how well Edwin and his staff balance all those things together. It would drive me crazy. Kathy, would you please let them know that I was very impressed. Good bunch of people, and just another aspect of our district that makes me really proud to be a part of. Thank you.
Mr. Harris?
I'd just like to say congratulations on the change and all the hard work I know that you and your staff have put in. And, you know, it's just an amazing, amazing change. And I personally want to thank you, and I'd like to thank all the FFA and ask you a question. Where are the guys? Huh? Where are the guys? And congratulations to Marysville on the academic decathlon win.
Thank you again for, you know, the flag salute, and my mess up here sitting in the superintendent's seat. This year, in the last week, the search for talent information has gone out to schools that I've been to. I'm going to try and get it out to everybody over the internet. But that's coming up. It earns funds for our music programs at McKinney, and it's a chance for you if you have a talent. If you play a guitar, you sing, dance, whatever you want to do, that's a great place to do it. But I'll try and get forms to your principal if you're interested. Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teacher Association.
Good evening. I just have a couple of things. Came from an executive board meeting. Rushed. In regard to the sub situation that we have in our district, there's another district whose name I can't remember, but it's not local. Because the sub problem, the teacher shortage, is all over the place. What they're doing, and I would suggest maybe this could work for us, is they've sent a letter home to all parents that describe what it takes to be a sub, requesting parents who are interested to come forward, and maybe we have some parents that have the bachelor's degree that's required that just need to take a CBEST test and get their fingerprints cleared. It doesn't take a lot. Maybe we could provide the incentive of paying for the CBEST test with a, you know, you have to only sub in our district if we pay for your CBEST test.
Good luck on that one.
So that was a suggestion that came out that I thought maybe somebody could take that up and see if we can get that shortage taken care of. The other thing that came up is our current adoption process for the language arts programs, and there's a lot of confusion and people feeling rushed or pushed, confused, conflicting messages, and our first hope right now is that maybe our curriculum committee could invite Dr. Todd to come and speak with us. Maybe we could get some of that stuff cleared up. And that's all I got. Thanks.
Operating Engineers Local Number 3, California School Employees Association 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. Okay, public comments. I have two public comment cards. The first, Mark, I want to say Zamora. Mark?
Good evening. I'm here representing this Marshall Fire Protection District. And I'm not sure if this is on the agenda, but I'm here to speak on Rose Bar School. So if it is on the agenda, then I'll wait.
Could you move closer to the mic there?
I'm here to discuss Rose Bar School on behalf of this Marshall Fire District. I understand I was possibly on the agenda tonight, so if it is, I'll wait until that comes up.
Actually, that item was on at our last board meeting, so action has already been taken on that item.
Okay.
We'd still like to hear what your comments, though.
Okay, my understanding was it was going to be tonight, and my board asked me to come down here. First of all, they were concerned that the district wasn't really involved in the whole transaction between the Marysville Unified and Wheatland, and we've had the lease on that building for over 25 years, and we actually have a second lease for an additional 25 years, and they just want to know when you guys swapped over to the property to Wheatland, are we just changing landlords per se? you guys know if Wheatland School District is planning on continuing the lease. Because we have that insured and have Marysville Unified as an additional insured on that at per Marysville Unified request annually since we've had the lease.
If you look on the last agenda, one of the deciding factors was that the actual school is located in Wheatland's district. And I can't speak for, you know, what they're going to do. I would hope that any agreements would remain standing. So,
correct. Yeah. And that's what the board's issue is that if we were more involved, maybe that could have gone a little bit more smoothly. It was originally in Marysville Unified School District for years. Marysville Unified assumed the property from the Smartsville Public Schools or whatever the name was back then. Yeah. So it's our only community building in Smartsville. We use it as a training facility. The Smartsville 4-H meets there. The Smartsville Church Restoration Group meets there. Yuba County meets there. Caltrans meets there. The county and state, it's more of an annual thing when they're doing stuff with the highway or something local where the sheriff comes up.
Yeah, beans, this is under public comments. I would recommend, and we can't be discussing anything that's outside the agenda other than
correct.
Clarification, to stay after possibly and talk with Mr. DiGiulio. He would be your best bet to discuss with it. Our expert on the situation for after the meeting would be.
Okay, so escrow has closed and the property's been transferred?
That's something that you'll need to speak to Mr. DiGiulio. He knows all of those pertinent pieces of information for you, and so he can discuss it with you after the meeting. Okay?
Okay. So, all right. I'll discuss that and about
thank
canceling
you.
The insurance or anything on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the other comment card, Marcy Tarr.
Thank you for allowing me time to speak. My comment was just, let me introduce myself. I'm the high school, Marysville High School track coach and the cross country coach. So I have a fall sport and a spring sport. And I am just hoping that we can get that all-weather track put in that we voted for in the bond measure years ago that I know I voted for as a taxpayer. I've always been told it won't be in my lifetime, and I don't understand the hesitation for that. So today, I want to thank, just so you guys know, the grounds department and maintenance department did a spectacular job of getting the track ready today. I know they worked a lot all day on my track most of the day, getting it prepped and ready to go. Some history with track for me, I've done it my whole life. I've been involved in track. I've been to Olympic trials. I've been to big meets, met important people down to youth. We're just getting our youth going. Last year I had a female athlete get a Division I scholarship in pole vault. The year before I had an athlete get a Division I scholarship in pole vault. The year before I had a Division I scholarship in the throwing event. They're both competing at their collegiate schools right now and doing fantastic. The one that got it 2 years ago actually made it to her championship for her conference as a freshman. So that speaks volumes for where she came from, which is our little area. Some history on all-weather tracks. We live in a rainy state, regardless if it's California. It does rain. We are in the Sac Joaquin section. We are one of two schools, the last two schools, to get an all-weather facility if we have it. It's us and Lyndhurst. So our schools, our high schools in our district, are the only two in the whole Sac Joaquin section that do not have all-weather facility. When it rains, it hampers my ability to train properly because I don't have a facility to use at that point. With the man hours spent today, if there's an all-weather track facility, it would drop drastically. You would save with drought issues. You wouldn't have to water an all-weather infield or turf infield, which would go along with your track. And so you save with drought. It's a drought. It looks good for our community for doing things to help with the drought. And the other reason was soccer is moving to the winter. We do not have a facility for them to use in the winter that has lights or not with dealing with the rain. It is going to rain in the winter. It's El Nino, so what I've been told is there's nowhere to have soccer games next year. So we've already lost all of our home track meets. I can't hold a home track meet. And we're looking to lose all of our home soccer meets or matches, which is pretty sad because us parents would also like to see those. I am asked constantly because I live in this community, so I see lots of community members. I see lots of parents. Where's the track? Why aren't we getting a track? Why is everybody else getting? And I don't always know what the correct answer would be because I don't know either. Another thing, if we could have home track meets, I could have snack bars. So I'm losing money for my sport. I can't really fundraise. I don't have a gate like football or basketball. So snack bar is a big fundraiser for us. And invite entries. I could have invites and I could invite schools and make money for my program for off of invites. So I hope you guys revisit the need for an all-weather track for our students, for our manpower it would save in prepping a dirt track and making it the correct size. I think it would benefit all of us. Thank you.
Can I ask you why you've already canceled all your home track meets?
So the GEL, Golden Empire League, moved away from dual meets to center meets. A center meet is every school in our conference or our league. So there's seven of us.
Yeah.
It's a center meet. We all come together at the same time and have a meet. And if we did seven schools on Marysville High School with one jump pit, so you have three levels. You have JV, boys, varsity boys, and girls. Girls are all one level varsity. So I'd have just in the track alone on the home stretch, I could fit eight lanes. Around the other three 100s, it's six lanes wide. There's no electricity on the infield, so we'd have to hand time. You're probably I clerk at a regular meet about 800 athletes in a center meet. That's just checking them in for their running events. Could you imagine 800 athletes on a six lane track? That's fine. We don't have them here because we don't have the facility to have a home center meet. It's too small to have an invitational. We'd have to have an eight-lane track, two pits, and our discus cage is not up to standard. It's not NFHS specs anymore. It's actually illegal. Yeah. And then with the one jump pit, I'd be jumping from 3 till about 9 o'clock at night. And we couldn't ask an athlete to wait for their event for 6 hours. So you guys are all welcome to. We have our home meets at UBA, and you're all more than welcome. We would love for, I know our students would love for you guys to come see them. We have really phenomenal athletes at Marysville. We really do. I have a kid this year that's going to be jumping at the Stanford invite, and he jumps about 45 feet in the triple jump. So that's up there with the big boys. So that's one out of 60 I had last year. I'm probably going to have 70 this year. Thank you.
Superintendent's report.
Thank you very much. As you all know, we are in the middle of developing a master facilities plan, and so some of the issues that Ms. Tarr brought up are certainly items that will be looked at through that process. Couple of things for your calendars. First of all, tomorrow, for those of you who are on the LBAC or the Local Control Accountability Plan and Budget Committee, which would be Mr. Danable and Mr. Harris, we are meeting tomorrow night in this room at 5:30 p.m. Of course, all board members are welcome, so if you would like to join us, we'd love to have you. On the 17th of February, bless you, we are having the Marysville Joint Unified School District Spelling Bee, and so that will be at 5:30 p.m. in the Marysville High School South Auditorium, the same location we've had it in for the last number of years. And last but certainly not least, the 2016 Read Across America Day is March 2nd, 2016. And in years past, we have established a day, which went along with the national date. But our school sites, based on their schedules and when it works best for them, have a variety of different days. A number of them are doing it on the 4th. Some are doing it on the 2nd. One's even doing it on the 29th through the 4th. So I have a schedule here of the dates that we've been able to secure so far. And as we get more dates, we will send that your way. I know a number of you participate every year in going to the various school sites and reading, so I want you to have their current schedule. The spelling bee is the 17th of February, 5:30 p.m. And, of course, this will all be in your board packet on Fridays, so you'll have that reminder as well. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay. And that brings us to approval of minutes from the previous board meeting of 1-26-16.
No additions or deletions of any type. I'll make a motion to approve.
Mr. Harris moves to approve.
I'll second.
Mr. Daniel seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Oh, 7 yes. Okay. Consent agenda. Would anybody like anything pulled from the consent agenda?
I'd like to pull personnel services number 2.
Okay, personnel services number 2. And I get the wrong page on here. Okay. Personnel services number 2 is pulled. If no other, is there a motion to approve other than the personnel services?
Motion to approve.
Mr. Harris moves to approve.
Second.
Mr. Dan will second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, personnel services number 2.
The last one, is that a new position or is that a position that's been replaced or?
Just fill in a vacancy.
Okay, thank you. Okay, okay, under personnel services number 2 on the consent agenda, I'll make a motion to approve.
Mr. Boom moves to approve. Personnel number 2. Is there a second? Mr. Rasmussen seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Nays? 7 yes. Okay. Moving on to new business. Item number 1, we're going to hold a public hearing on conflict of interest changes. So we'll open that public hearing now. Any comments?
And everybody rush the podium. All the parts,
I was amazed at how long it took to go through the conflict of interest agreement.
That's close the public hearing.
Mr. Herron moves, Harris moves to close the public hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. Fleury seconds it. All those in favor of closing the public hearing?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we need a motion to approve the revisions. Is there a
motion to approve
Mr.
The
Boom
revisions.
Moves to approve the changes. Okay. Is there a second? Mr. Danimal seconds. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? 7 yes. Item 1, Facilities and Energy Management Department, bid award. Linda Elementary School, heating and air conditioning upgrades. Any comments?
questions, I'll make a motion to follow staff's recommendation.
Mr. Harris moves to follow staff's recommendation on item one. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Crawford seconds. All those in favor? Aye. Any nays? None. Seven yes. Okay. Item two, bid award, Marysville High School Nutrition Services Kitchen Modernization Project. Any discussion or in this item? Okay, the board will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Okay, Mr. Crawford moves. Is there a second? Mr. Fleury seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Seven yes. Wow. With that, I don't think we're not closing the meeting. Okay, and yeah, we've had enough people that way. Okay, adjourned.